逍遥谈。
二月份嘅逍遥谈咧，我哋嘅话题咧就系关于华人嘅历史。咁咧就我哋咧亦都系想介绍呢个嘉华记事呢个 Chinese Canadian Stories。咁呢个 UBC 嘅 project 咧就系啱啱进行啦。咁咧其中当参与当中咧，亦都有好多嘅 UBC 嘅学生啦。咁我今日咧就请嚟两位嘅UBC 嘅学生啦。咁佢哋咧亦都系呢个 research 嘅 assistant 嚟嘅。咁首先介绍咧就系 Jennifer Rodriguez。早晨 ，Jennifer，How are you？Good. 咁另外一个咧就系 Jennifer Yip 嘅 Jennifer， 你好。
Good morning.
咁啱两个都叫 Jennifer， 咁我等阵叫 Jennifer Y、Jennifer R 咁样啦，等佢哋知道边个系咯吓。咁两位咧就系会用英语对答嘅，咁所以咧就我哋首先咧问下佢哋，点解佢哋咧会系参与喺里边当中嘅咧 ？So this question to both Jennifer to see why you started with this project. What makes you interested about this project?
Well, I guess I'd found out about the project through Professor Henry Yu after taking class with him, and I really enjoyed his approach to teaching history and getting the students involved in working with the community to collect histories.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess through my initial coursework with him, it just was a natural progression mm-hmm. to work with him with this project.
咁首先第一位 Jennifer 讲咧，就话佢咧就系先take 呢一个喺 UBC 大学咧，就系阿余教授嘅一个课程啦，咁去教 history。咁但系佢教呢个历史嘅时候咧，佢嗰个嘅方法咧，同其他历史教授有啲唔同喎，因为咧佢咧好着重咧就系用 oral history， 即系话口授嘅一啲嘅历史啦。咁佢咧觉得呢个方法咧，令到佢咧更加知道多啲，即系一啲嘅历史嘅源流啦。咁对于咧歷史方面咧，佢更加有啲感受啊，咁樣樣。咁啊 ，Jennifer 呢位 Jennifer 咧
，I wanted to get involved with this Chinese Canadian Stories project because I feel that it's very important to tell these Chinese Canadian stories. Because I guess when I was growing up, like I was born in Canada and born in Vancouver, and I didn't really know much about Chinese Canadian history at all. I wanted to basically find out how I kind of belonged to Canada because when I was a teenager, I started to feel, I don't feel quite Chinese enough because I don't know anything about my own family history. So that motivated me to become a part of this project.
咁另外呢個 Jennifer 咧，就係佢係呢度出生嘅呢個加拿大人啦。咁佢雖然係即係華人啦，咁但係咧佢話咧佢自己可能咧都係對於加拿大或者華人方面嘅嘢咧，佢了解唔多。作為一個中國人，佢可能覺得唔係好屬於呢一個嘅呢個中國人方面嘅嘢。咁佢對呢方面嘅嘢了解好少，咁所以咧喺作為學生啦，係即係上呢個歷史堂嘅時候咧，佢喺呢個感受亦都多咗。咁所以參與呢個活動裏邊咧，佢令佢更加想了解自己嘅身份啦，同埋更加想知道華人嘅歷史同埋點樣可以將呢啲歷史係講俾其他人知道啊咁樣。So I know that it's an interesting part that it will be doing a lot of oral history that you say that kind of inspire you to get involved in the project. So tell me about what is oral history to you.
For me, it's about collecting a voice that has been neglected in the past, especially in traditional texts. And it's about getting people to share their stories, to share their lives when they haven't traditionally been given that opportunity.
咁我就问佢哋啦，咁佢哋好多时咧都喺即系历史课程度咧学到啊口述历史，咩叫口述嘅历史咧？咁原来咧佢哋话咧呢一个咧可能咧好多时啲历史就唔系喺历史书睇到，可能啲写到晒，好多时有啲口述嘅历史咧，可能已经系好多人唔知道，可能系一个喺讲出嚟嘅时候咧。可能佢亦都系同其他人分享咗佢一段嘅历史啦，自己一啲嘅个人嘅一啲嘅经历啦，咁样。咁呢一啲咧就系一个系学历史方面一个唔同嘅层次，亦都唔同嘅面啦，可以睇得到。咁喺呢一方面咧，咁两位参与几耐咧 ？So Jennifer, how long you been involved in collecting or doing oral history?
I've been involved. In doing oral history since about 2009.
Mm-hmm. And then at that time, you also taking Professor Yu's classes, right?
Yeah, I started collecting oral histories when I first took Professor Yu's class in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And I like oral histories myself, exactly for the reasons that Jen said. But I also like it because you really get this sense of a person. You get to see them and you get to hear them. And you see these facial expressions and their tone, which absolutely doesn't come across when you read them in an interview transcript or you read about them in a newspaper. And I think that's why oral histories are also very important.
Mm-hmm. 咁原來咧，呢位 Jennifer 咧就係接觸呢一個嘅口述歷史呢一方面咧，就係亦都係余教授嘅課程裏邊啦。咁佢咧就係需要咧，佢哋可能咧就要去訪問一啲人啦。咁佢嗰陣時咧就係覺得，咦喺啲歷史書或者喺啲睇嘅時候，咁都係即係好表面化咁樣睇得到啦。咁但係當然佢哋去到同有啲人傾嘅時候咧，佢覺得。睇到個人嚇，亦都聽到佢嘅歷史故事。對於佢哋講嘅時候，或者有啲哇講到眉飛色舞嘅時候，你聽到佢哋嗰個面部嘅表情啊，或者表達時候嘅口語啊，都加深咗佢哋可能對某啲嘅事情嘅認識啊。咁同佢好單單、好單層面地去睇呢啲嘅資料嘅時候咧，就係好唔同嘅一個感受啊。咁我就想問下佢哋嘅經歷啦。咁佢哋喺搜集嘅歷史第一個 oral history， 佢哋究竟係做啲咩嘢咧 ？So Jennifer， can you tell me the first oral history that you take？ What is it all about？
Well， we got to I guess the first interview as part of that project was with a grandson of one of the early merchant families in Vancouver's Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually also got to interview subsequent generations. I think that we interviewed some fifth generation Chinese Canadians. And that was a really great experience because they got to tell how even today people are surprised when they hear that their families have been in Canada for over 125 years.
Mm.
Yeah, one of the, I guess, what would that be? Great, great, great,
yeah.
great granddaughters
yeah.
was saying that her coworkers still registered surprise when they realized how long their family had been here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why this project is so important because so many people don't know about mm-hmm. The Chinese history in Canada and how important they were. Building this country.
嗯哼，咁第一個佢訪問嘅一個口述嘅歷史咧，就係一個華人嘅家庭啦，可能一啲商户嘅家庭啦。咁佢訪問佢嗰個嘅孫啊，可以講係 grandson 嚇孫嚇。咁佢哋咧其實已經係第五代嘅華人嘅可能喺呢度出生啊，即係嘅華裔嘅家庭喺呢度。咁佢訪問佢啦，咁佢當中你都可以了解到佢嘅嘅歷史啊，亦都可能咧就去其他幾代嘅喺度。咁佢哋原來嚟到加拿大咧都有成125年咯。哇！咁原來真係好耐嘅一段。好多人咧可能都忘記咗，哇！原來有啲咁耐華人已經嚟咗呢度噶咯，好多人可能都感覺到可能華人咁都係呢家見到嗰啲嘅啫，或者新近嚟嗰啲嘅啫，咁冇諗到原來華人啊已經嚟咗125年，或者有更加耐少少都唔出奇啊嚇。咁啊呢一段歷史咧，可能咧都即係好多人唔係好清楚啦，亦都唔記得啦。咁所以咧，佢哋覺得咧係喺參與呢個 project 裏邊咧，都係即係感受良多。咁我知道呢、這、一個你呢位 Jennifer 咧，佢自己本身唔係華人嚟嘅、哦、，so you are not Canadian， I mean Chinese Canadian yourself too，、
mm-hmm.
right？、
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you a little bit interesting to get you involved in this project too， right？
Well， I think that when I'd taken class with Henry， he was talking， he did a lecture on chain migration， on how a lot of these Chinese men had come， basically， you know， there would be a letter written。Back to their village, and that would inspire people to come because they would speak of the opportunities that were mm-hmm. there. And I just saw so many parallels with my own family and just the remittances that they would send home, the transformatory mm-hmm.
yeah,
nurture
yeah.
power of those remittances mm-hmm. just really spoke to me. My parents had immigrated here in 1972. And, you know, they had left behind their families. Actually, they were single when they came here. They mm-hmm. met here.
Yeah.
But they came here essentially to help their families in the Philippines. So they left families behind to do that. And mm-hmm. actually, subsequently, a whole slew of my family came mm-hmm. because of that, because, you know, they find out what work opportunities were here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know what? They'd write home. They'd write letters home
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
say, okay, come, we'll help you get over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just the parallels for me were kind of mm-hmm. really eye-opening.
Mm-hmm. 咁所以呢位 Jennifer 佢自己唔係華裔啦，咁佢係喺菲律賓過嚟嘅，父母喺菲律賓人啦嚇。咁但係咧，佢覺得咧喺上呢個歷史課嘅時候咧，咁余教授咧就講到，其實咧就嗰陣時喺好耐之前啦，即係如果係華裔嚟嘅時候咧，佢哋好多時咧都會寫啲書信咧翻去祖家啦，咁佢可能報下平安啊，或者係嗰類嘢啦嚇。 咁亦都可能成日講下啊，呢度金山點樣點樣，咁亦都可能啟發到有啲鄉間嘅人亦都可以會嚟到啊，咁亦都有啲嘅即係機會。咁佢Jennifer 呢個 Jennifer 就一九七二年已經嚟到啦，咁嗰時可能嚟到嘅時候係單身啦，都係要打工啊，要成啊，咁亦都係會寫書信翻去屋企啊，報平安啊，咁亦都可能鼓勵佢哋啊，你都嚟下加拿大，亦都有機會喎，或者嚟到我哋都幫你啊，咁亦都有咁引發咧，亦都有好多即係佢哋嘅親戚啊，咁樣會嚟到啦，咁所以咧佢覺得咧，即係雖然係睇呢個係一個好其他種裔嘅或者其他族裔嘅一個歷史，咁但係佢自己覺得咧，都可能咧同自己亦都有個親身關係，或者都好近似啊咁樣。咁我亦都想問一問啊 Jennifer Yip 咧，就問下佢參與咗當中咧，有啲乜嘢得益咧？佢係咪喺當中嚟講，係咪覺得自己亦都多咗一種歸屬感啊？亦都了解到自己可能個根都係中國啊，咁嗰個感受係冇喺嗰度咧？咁
What is the benefit that you take this project? And do you think that you, after taking the project, you have a little bit more belonging to Chinese Canadian?
Yeah, definitely. Even though this project isn't over yet, being in the process of it and talking to other people about their experiences migrating to Canada or growing up in Canada as Chinese Canadian, I started to feel like I started to belong a whole lot more because there were these other people that were going through similar experiences.
Jennifer 覺得咧喺參與當中咧，佢真係發覺咧自己係真係嗰個歸屬感係大咗。佢自己開始咧即係感受到啊，原來咧即係睇到一啲先橋嘅歷史啦，亦都可能雖然自己唔係話移民過嚟啦，自己親身唔係移民過嚟啦，咁冇咗嗰段歷史，但係睇翻佢哋歷史嚟講，佢都可能咧即係感受咗好多家國華人嘅一啲嘅奮鬥史啊，一啲嘅血淚史啊，亦都等佢自己都有個參照啦嚇，並佢自己覺得啊自己都係華人嘅一部分啊。
咁亦都想問下佢，究竟佢即係參與當中某一啲嘢令到佢哋覺得最
stand out 嘅咧，即係最突出嘅咧咁樣。What do you think that most stand out from you from engaging in this project? What you learn from this? You know, what makes you think that yeah, I need to you know going on and doing this project? What stands out a lot? Yeah,
because still, it's 2011 now, and there's still so many stories to collect that still aren't there that
mm-hmm.
that you still don't see in traditional texts, mm-hmm. right? There are voices that need to be heard, you mm-hmm. know, that need to be celebrated. There are stories that need to be told and celebrated, and these voices lie within the community.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this is what it's about. It's about a chance to revisit and maybe correct some of the history that's been overlooked.
咁Jennifer 就話咧，就依家咧，即係都2011年啦。咁都睇到好多事，好多嘅資料咧，都唔係話好完全啦。咁所以咧，佢哋覺得亦都有呢個使命感啦，就將佢呢啲一啲嘅聲音或者未搜集到嘅，可能都要搜集佢出嚟啦。同埋咧，即係當華人呢段嘅歷史咧，都應該係即係重現喺俾我哋喺呢一個社會度知道嘅咁樣。咁Jennifer 咧，你自己覺得最感受良多係咩嘢咧？What you think that you really benefit a lot from
this project? What I think I benefited a lot from this project, I have to reiterate what Jen said, actually, because I think even though we've done so much already, there is still so much more that could be done, especially with collecting oral histories. Because like she said, a lot of people have these stories and no one's heard of them because, for instance, there's a language barrier between, you know, your grandparents and you, and you won't hear their stories at all. And if we don't capture these oral histories before, you know, your grandparents unfortunately pass away, then there's this whole link that's been broken between the generations. And I think there could be so much more to be done to capture and save this link.
咁我覺得咧就係呢個咧都係有時咧係好所謂急不人用緩嘅一個時間啊，因為有時咧仙橋離島啦，佢哋亦都有一段歷史啦，咁有時可能咧佢哋都好難講到俾啲孫啊兒孫聽，因為嗰陣時語言方面咧都唔通啊，咁有時講佢都唔明啊咁樣，咁但係如果真係好話唔好聽，亦都一個個少咗啦咁嚇，咁嗰個歷史或者嗰個嘅聯繫咧越嚟越少，所以喺呢個時間咧佢覺得都係急不容緩地，應該我哋咧就盡量咧就去搜集更多呢啲嘅口述歷史啦，等我哋咧可以保存呢一啲歷史，保存呢啲嘅故事，咁等更加多嘅朋友咧就係知道呢一段嘅歷史啦，咁亦都係將佢係即係係延遲咗落去嚇，延續俾我哋其他嘅下一代嘅。咁我哋咧今日非常之多謝兩位嘅 Jennifer 啦，上嚟咧同我哋嘅介紹同埋我哋嘅感受啦，咁多謝曬佢兩位 ，Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your oral history and your experience into the project. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having
us.
我哋下星期再见啦，拜拜。